Hi, I'm Musa Skosana, host of Rise FM in 60 Minutes. Join in the conversation every Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8, as we probe beyond the headlines. Rise FM, Mpumalanga, Azishe.
Spokesperson Lebongani Dlamini joins us now. Babu Dlamini, good evening.
Good evening, Babu Skosana, and good evening to the listeners of Rise FM in Zambama namhlanje.
Maybe let's start with the 10 o'clock deadline. Why did the department not adhere to it, even though you had promised?
First, let me take the opportunity to appreciate Rise FM for giving us the time. And I must indicate that we want to apologize to the members of the community in Pinar. Those were affected today. They were unable to go to work. Some learners couldn't go to write their exam. I must indicate to Babu Skosana that I'm not so sure what the Jehovah's Witness Baba Mavunda. Baba Mavunda, he knows that there are channels that we use to communicate with them as an association. They've got the regional council. We've got also our registrar in the department who's also interacting with them on the number of times. So we were taken aback in the morning when we find out that there is a protest led by the taxi association. But I must indicate that there were certain steps that we have taken as a department to deal with the situation of that project in Pinar.
Yeah, what are some of those steps? And also maybe let's now dive deep into the merits of this particular project. Why has it been so stale, and how long has it been under construction?
Mr. Skosana, following several engagements with the initial contractor regarding the concerns over the continued poor performance and failure to meet project timelines, the contractor decided to cede the project. This decision was taken after the attempt that was made by the department to ensure that this productivity and the contractor adhere to the contractual obligations, of which all of that were unsuccessful. We have a responsibility as government, Mr. Skosana, to assist, to develop and empower emerging contractors, particularly those who are coming from the previous disadvantaged. So we have tried our level best as the department to ensure that we assist the contractor to meet deadlines or timelines, and also to assist them to have corrective actions so that they are able to execute the project accordingly. But however, due to the non-performance of the contractor, then the contractor decided to cede the project, of which what is happening now is that there's a new contractor that has taken over that is going to continue with the project. So the contractor was expected to be on site today in the morning, but due to the protest in Pinar, so the contractor was unable to start working. And therefore, we are expecting the contractor tomorrow morning to go to that road and start working. However, we can see now the weather condition is not favorable, but what the contractor, we have agreed with it that tomorrow it will be on site, start working, and finish the project within the time that has been given to them.
Yeah. How much was budgeted for the project, and this reappointment of a new service provider, is this a deviation?
No, the project it was awarded at about 84 million rand. The previous contractor was supposed to work for a period of 12 months, and however, since the contractor was struggling to do most of the work, so the new contractor will continue to do the work that is outstanding on the budget that is currently available, which was budgeted for that contract. So there is no new budget that is going to be allocated or to that project. So the money that is left for the project is what the contractor is going to use to complete the project.
Yeah, but how much was then utilized from the 84 million rand that was initially budgeted for?
The money that was utilized, including professional fees and the geotechnical assessment and other things, is less than 12 million rand. It's not exceeding 12 million rand. Therefore, the current new contractor will use the difference of the 84 million rand that was budgeted. So,
I see. So from the 84 million rand, we've just only spent about 12 million, which means that we're left with about 72 million rand to still complete the project.
That's correct. That's correct, Mr. Skosana. The new contractor is going to finish the work with the budget that is available of about 72 million rand.
Yeah, but what were the initial reasons for this service provider to not be able to complete the project? Like what was submitted as hindrances?
The contractor had some challenges in terms of cash flow, and the other challenges that were there is that he didn't have the enough machinery or equipment to complete the work. So therefore, some of the work that was done was it was on a substandard to such an extent that we couldn't approve some such of the work, of which some of the work that was supposed to be done was not done in time. Hence, there were time lost. So since we tried as a department to intervene, to send our consulting engineers to assist the contractor, and there were a number of notices which was also issued for the contractor to remedy the situation. But up until now, the contractor was struggling to deal with those issues, and there was a time that was lost. Therefore, we decided that we had to follow all the processes, not only to terminate the contractor. We had to give the contractor time and assist, mentor the contractor, and assist in order for him to push the work. But it seems that the contractor was unable to meet the timelines.
I see. But I mean, let's park it here for this evening, because I would also wanted to delve deep into maybe the appointment criteria, because my understanding is that there's a certain threshold of companies that needs to be appointed. They must show capacity that they are able to carry such a project. 84 million rand is a lot of amount for somebody to
The contractor met all the tendering processes. For example, Mr. Skosana, as you are employed at Rise FM, you are working with certain equipment there. Maybe one day, if there are challenges with the equipment, it does not necessarily mean you don't have capacity to utilize those gadgets there. Like, for example, if there was an advert, as we are speaking now, that was supposed to play at 20 to 8, but you were unable to play that advert, it does not necessarily mean that you don't have capacity. There might be some errors of which that may have caused the situation for you not to play the advert at that time. So we need to remedy the situation. We need to have plans in next time you don't do this. But that's how we develop our contractors. So we cannot punish our emerging contractors as government to say they must not do work because they don't have 1-2-3. But as I'm saying to you, all the tendering process, the contractor met all the requirements in terms of everything.
Yeah. Babi Zamini, it's already 22. I just need to play this advert.
Thanks for the time.
And that was Rise FM in 60 Minutes. Join Musa Skosana every Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. as he keeps you in touch with current affairs. Only on Rise FM.